So hopefully we've shown, we've demonstrated here that the concept of economic value is real and goes far beyond just being a liquidation scenario for regulators. One of the reasons is it captures all of the interest rate risk in the balance sheet. Now on that example I showed you, that was a 10-year example with that chart. If you do a 1-year income simulation, you're only going to catch the first year of that. Now in our case, we do 3 years of simulation for our clients. So we're going to catch 3 years of that, but that still leaves a huge chunk of that example that where the interest rate risk is not accounted for. NEV, or economic value, measures interest rate risk in terms of opportunity costs. And opportunity cost represents interest income not earned. When you hold fixed rate assets and interest rates are going up, you're locked into those lower rate assets and you're losing money because you can't reprice at a higher rate. It's a very real cost and reflects in the market value of the assets. The same principles that apply to assets apply to liabilities. And a lot of times we get pushback from regulators. They don't like the concept of the liabilities having value and actually offsetting some of the interest rate risk. Our response to that is it's a financial institution, and the financial assets and the financial liabilities of the credit union's balance sheet are both subject to the same market forces. And if you apply the concepts of economic value to the assets, you have to apply them to the liabilities, is what it boils down to. And to summarize here, we strongly encourage executive management of the credit union to consider an economic value approach as a part of its overall interest rate risk management process. Not necessarily as an emphasis and not necessarily as the only way. We know that the majority of you are probably using an income simulation approach. What we're saying is consider adding to that, if you haven't done so already, an economic value approach to augment your interest rate risk identification and estimates at some point in the future. So that kind of summarizes where we're at. We're in and into the presentation about 50 minutes, which puts us right on time. I don't see any questions. I'm going to keep the panel on here for a few minutes. I'm going to flip over to my next slide, which tells you a little bit about us. But if you have a question you would like to type in there, go ahead, and I'll leave this open for a couple minutes and respond to your questions if you have any. And in the meantime, we do interest rate risk analysis, and if any of you would like more information about what we do and how we work with our clients, there's our contact info. Feel free to give us a call. Thank you very much for your time and your patience, and thanks for not leaving when we somehow, it wasn't my mic, it was another mic in the room that we didn't know was on, and we took us a minute to figure out how that even happened. But we learned today, and hopefully that'll be a lesson that we remember. Thank you very much for attending. We appreciate your attendance. Next week we're doing liquidity risk. Check the website for information on that webinar. And if you have people that would like to see this webinar, it will be posted on the website here in approximately 1 week. Thank you very much for attending. Bye-bye.